This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell.
Welcome to the Be Here Now Network guest podcast. This series features talks from a myriad of modern spiritual teachers expanding on how we can all live a life in balance. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, please go to beherenownetwork.com/guest.
We have two options. You have to choose one. Which one first? Big decision. You have to think very carefully. No, not a big decision. Should I teach you meditation first? Or should I tell you why we have to meditate and what does work? What does meditation work? Which one first?
Why?
Why first? Meditation first. Why first?
Yeah.
So why first? Raise your hand. Okay. Meditation first?
Okay.
You don't like meditation? So do I. I don't like meditation. Why? I will tell you later, okay? Why I don't like meditation. I hate meditation. No. Okay, yeah? Why we have to meditate? Why? What? How does meditation work? Okay. Why? What I call crazy monkey mind. So we all have this monkey mind. Do you have?
Yeah.
How many of you? Yeah. There's no exception. Everybody has monkey mind. What is a monkey mind? It's talking all the time, yeah? Blah, 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 yada, 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 blah, blah. So even though you're alone, there's a lot of conversation going on inside here, you know. Someone asks question and someone give answer. The third person will be judging. Oh, yes, even you walk outside a building and you're alone, Oh, I love your conversation. And that's the monkey mind. And the monkey mind create thought and emotions, especially destructive thoughts and destructive emotions. And the main problem for us is monkey mind. For example, in our life, we try to do everything. We try to make us to have happiness. Try to use many different techniques, different material, you know. Maybe buy a lottery ticket and to have happiness, you know, big home. But it's very, very difficult, yeah. Maybe buy stock market, you know. But happiness from stock market is always up and down. It's not only the stock market. And there's many things like that up and down. This is why, but there's no, how to say, idea how to have happiness within you and not need to depend on the outside circumstances. That's why if you only depend on your happiness, it's on the material phenomena, and your happiness becomes a stock market, always up and down. Why your happiness is always up and down? Because of the monkey mind. Never satisfied. Greed, always greedy, you know, more and more. Now we have global financial crisis. A month ago, I was in Europe, Switzerland. There was one meeting with a lot of scholars, the Buddhist scholar like Dalai Lama, including Dalai Lama, and also business scientists and the researchers and the professors there. We're meeting about economy, current economy. And the title is Altruism in Economy. In other words, compassion in business. Because many years before, in the business world, people doesn't believe that. In order to you make business, you got to be tough, you know, aggressive, you know. But now, they said that the main problem of the global financial crisis is greedy, and self-centered, and ignorant. So we have this problem. And this problem, where does this problem come from? Monkey mind. Good. So it's like in the office, if the boss is a little bit crazy, then the company will be crazy, yeah? In the country, the president is a little bit crazy. All country become a little bit crazy, yeah? But we are not thinking about how to deal with our boss. That's why how to deal with our boss, the best is meditation. If you practice meditation, then you can get real peace within you. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about my own story. When I was young, I had panic disorder. This is very secret, you know. My personal story. Did you read my book?
Yeah.
So, look at how many of you? You already know my secret. Embarrassed. This is not secret. It's already in the book, okay? It was developed when I was 7, 8, 9 years old. And I tried to find solution. Then I cannot find solution. My father was a great meditator. And I asked my father to teach me meditation, but I was so shy to ask him directly. I approached my mom, please ask him to teach me meditation. And my father was accept and teach me meditation. But I like the idea of meditation, but I don't like the practice of meditation. You know, I told you, I don't like the meditation. then, this one doesn't benefit, you know, because I'm not really practicing. But when I was 13 years old, that time I was in India, this traditional 3-year retreat going to start for 3 years. I really want to join the retreat. And I asked His Eminence Dasa Dharmasi, which is head of our monastery, and he accepted, allowed me to join 3-year retreat. And I was so happy. But the first year of my 3-year retreat, my panic got worse. Big problem. Then I was so unhappy. And one day I asked a question to myself, because I have still 2 more years to go. Do you want to spend 2 more years like this way unhappy? Or do you really want to apply meditation training? What I've been taught. I make big decision. Really want to apply meditation technique with my panic. I sat in my room for 3 days without joining group practice, you know. There's no time to be a group practice, group meditation session. And use my panic as support for my meditation. Wonderful. About 3 days later, my panic was gone. I learned a lot from my panic, and I consider my panic was one of the best of my teacher and my friend. So now I miss my panic. Today is gone, you know. But after that, not only panic, you can make friends with any other problem, you know. Mental problem, material problem, and there's a bunch of problems. Problems are international, you know. No need air ticket, no need visa. And what I found is there's two ways to make your problem, your panic. My panic. Stronger. Continue. Two ways. Should I tell you?
Yes.
This is a very big secret now. I feel a little bit, you know, my panic is coming back now. Okay. The first one is saying, yes, sir. Second one is, hey, get out. Now you know, yeah? Very simple, you know, yes sir, you know how to get out? Now you know the secret? No? Should I tell you more?
No.
Oh, okay. Meaning of yes sir means you totally believe in panic. Because panic is aggravating all the problems. Maybe 99% of your fear perception. It's just you exaggerated, the panic exaggerated. And you just believe that. Yes, sir, this problem, terrible, miserable, and then you surrender to the panic. So you're saying, yes, sir. And this way, your panic becomes your boss. Bad boss. Not the good boss. Like some of the boss are here, you know. I'm not saying all the boss are bad. Some boss are very good, but I'm saying panic is a bad boss. And second one is, take it out. You are fighting it. You try to get rid of the panic. I'm meditating here. Shut up. That's one way. Or panic, you ruin my life, you know. Without you, I can do this. I am such a thing. I can be now. I mean, this thing, you know. Because of this panic, ruin all my life. How I can get rid of this panic? Now you have panic of panic. You have fear of panic and aversion of panic, rejection of panic. And that makes panic become louder, stronger, and powerful. Panic become your enemy. So actually, who makes panic as your enemy? And bad boss? You made it. So it's in your hand. In a way, it's in your hand. But you have not recognized that. This is why. But there's third option. Do you know third option? What is third option?
Welcome in.
Make friends with it.
Sure.
Accept. Good, you're on pass. Make friends. Accept. You can make friends with the panic. Just say hello. Buddha said, thought and emotion, having thought and emotion is no problem. But the problem is, if thought and emotion use you, that's a problem. If you can use them, that's no problem. The panic is okay, just panic. Sometimes we need fear. Fear is good for protection. Yeah. But if you say yes, sir, or hey, get out too much, then become extreme. So how to make friends is important. So I just the idea that I need to have friends, I have to make friends, doesn't work. You need very special skill. But having idea that I have to accept, very good. I want to make friends with my panic, very good. But only that, not completely enough, need more. So the panic is one aspect of the monkey mind, yeah? So there's connected with my own story, so I want to explain to you. There's many other things, depression, anger, low self-esteem, and shame, guilt, and jealousy, desire, attachment, pride, many different things. Actually, there's two things here. Thought, destructive, maybe more like destructive thought and destructive emotions. And these are the monkey mind. The monkey mind is always looking for a problem. It is restless. 24 hours, day and night. Even the dream. If you put one monkey in the grocery store, do you know what is the result? Huh? Chaos. No problem. Like that. I met one lady and she come to me. She has very good life. She has good job. Her health is good. Nice house. But she always complain about life. I have this problem, I have that problem, my life is terrible, there's no meaning in my life. And one day, she got an accident. And she broke her leg. She had to go to the hospital. What is that? Car?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, after 6 months later, she come to me. She said, "Oh, life is wonderful." And she said, that accident was very good because before she didn't see the meaning of life. But now because of this stone problem, all the her concentration got to this problem, the monkey mind, got very big job. So then the other problems, Now you see the other problems is no problem. Because actually you are exaggerating small problem as being smoking. Mind become very sensitive. If monkey mind big job, no problem with it. Small problem. So now, the goal of meditation is to make calm, peaceful, to make monkey mind calm, peaceful, and especially what we call walkable, pliable. That's the goal of meditation. How to do that? You have to make friends with the monkey mind, yeah? And how to make friends? You need deal. So in order to make friends, you need something common ground, yeah? There's a common ground sentence. You need something which is both like, you know, make some connection. So, should I tell you the?
Yeah.
The connection? what monkey mind like? Joe. Very active, yeah? Yes, yes. So you have to give job to the monkey mind. So when you are aware of breath, you are giving job to the monkey mind. Hello, monkey mind. Let's be aware of breath. And the monkey mind may say, oh, yes, that's right, good idea. But don't give full-time job. Just part-time job. Monkey mind, first, monkey mind cannot work full-time professional job.
Monkey short-time.
Maybe?
Right. Cheese score.
Okay. Don't give punishment.
Okay, no problem. You can go. But come here again. Here is your home. Hello. I'm aware of breath.
Oh, yeah.
Good idea.
I'm hungry.
You may lose, but come back in.
Short time. Another time.
You know. This way, you, now who's become boss? You become boss. Because you are giving a job to the monkey mind. Monkey mind is your employee. You are employer of the monkey mind. So you become boss, and monkey mind also happy. Because monkey mind love job, and you give job. So win-win situation. And slowly, monkey mind become more calm, peaceful, pliable, walkable, and willing to follow to the guide. So follow to your guide. Traditional example, what we call slowly, monkey will transform in 10 elephants. That is just traditional example. Realistically, it's impossible. But this is an example because 10 elephants has a lot of, you know, power, capability, talents. So it's very, but it's very calm, peaceful, doesn't make unnecessary problem, and always willing to follow to the guide. Yeah. One time I was in India, Delhi. I never saw an elephant before. But one time I was walking. There's a big, giant animal screen. Boom! Look at it. Big elephant here, you know. I went to the floor. I think definitely 1.5 floor, you know. More than that, I think. 2 floor. Very big. But the back of the head, that's tiny one guy. Skinny guy. controlling big elephant. People giving banana, you know, elephant eating some banana. You know. Some people, they give money and give it to the man. I thought, wow, And yeah. So now, I think you all had, how many of you learned meditation before? Most of you, yeah. Okay. And how many of you haven't learned any meditation before? Anyone here? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. There are two kinds of meditation in general with object. For example, breath. Using breath as object of your meditation, that's one. But there's objectless meditation. So maybe today I would like to teach you objectless meditation. Title is open awareness, yeah? Is it different? So I will teach you open awareness. And first I would like to teach you which is how to relax. How to relax your mind. I'm not going to teach you meditation. Because I hate the meditation. No, I hate the meditation. But first, better I teach you how to relax mind. Then after that, I will teach you meditation. Is that okay? Okay. There's two important points here. One is with physical body, and one is with the mind. My teacher used to tell me that body.
Yes.
Yeah. Body. Body.
Yeah.
Body is like the cup, and the mind is like water in the cup. Normally, they are related together. That's why first you need good physical body posture. There are two choices, elaborate one and simple one. Which one you like? Simple one is only two. Keep your spine straight, all the way to head. Well, traditional, we have one example that pulling your hair from here, you know. Then you automatically keep all the spine and neck and everything straight. Another measurement of your meditation posture is hold something here, dog. It falls into your hand. If you do like this, you do like this. You are in the right posture, like that. But if you like this, okay. Very like that, also okay. Very like that, also okay. Yeah. So many people they ask.
So you say keep spine straight. Then I say this, like this, like this.
Doesn't matter. And about your hand. You can put it on your knees or join together. Join together, maybe put one hand on the top of the other hand. Like this, like that, doesn't matter. Sometimes you could change also. During summertime, you know, the weather is humidity, change, but not all the time. But if you put, again, there's some problem. If you put your hand on your knee, some people say, I have short arm, long leg. I cannot trust my hand on my knee. Maybe something go over your knees also. Okay. And just relax normally. The muscles in your body, just totally relax. Not too tight. I told you that 100% relax, yeah? That means just normal. You allow to have 10 tightness. Okay. Don't do like this. I cannot relax. That this teacher so told me that you have to relax. You cannot rest. So if you try to rest too much, you cannot rest. Just like normal, whatever you have, let it be. And if you use chair, better your feet touch to the ground. Now I'm touching to this cushion. If you cross leg, then it's okay. Doesn't matter. You all cross leg, yeah. Okay, that's about physical posture. Just allow to be as it is. Okay. And now mind. This is not meditation. Just relax. So I want to give you one example how to relax your mind. Example will be maybe exercise, physical exercise, maybe jogging. How many of you ever jog in your life? Good. Walking? Swimming? So if you, for example, you're jogging, if you jog in the park, near park, what is the best park?
Many parks.
Many parks. Mm-hmm. You choose one park, what do you call it?
Matthew's Park.
Matthew's Park, near here, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you are jogging in there, Matthew's Park. Jog for half an hour. Or maybe for some people, 15 minutes, or even 5 minutes. After that, you feel tired, yeah? And you sit on the bench. Do they have bench?
Mm-hmm.
Sit on the bench with the deep breathing. Press like that. You are not meditating, so you can have thoughts. You're allowed to have monkey mind. No problem. So you give some holiday to monkey mind also. Don't give all the time to jog. So now you're not meditating. So we practice together later, okay? So allow to have monkey mind. Allow to come, allow to go. So welcome to come, welcome to go. Your body just relax and your mind just relax. Or just after finish walk, like yesterday, Friday. Yesterday is Friday, yeah? Today is Saturday?
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon will be a very interesting day, yeah? What time? Oh, almost 5 p.m. Yeah. Right. Oh, still half an hour. I thought it was almost 5. But when you reach 5, you're so happy. And you come back to your home, whatever, with a small bag, you know, open your house, the door of your house, and put back somewhere else, and sit on the living room, on a nice cushion. Okay? Understand? Good. Now we're going to practice together. Okay, please keep your body posture. Just relax the body. 100% relax, not 200%. Relax. And just relax your mind. Like just after finish physical exercise or Friday afternoon or finish after managing big events. And you can use breath also. First, long deep breath from your nose and release from your mouth and just rest, okay? Okay, breathe in. Rest your mind. Okay, now finish. How was it? Relax? How many of you feel a little bit relaxed? Raise your hand. Okay, good. Now, there's one secret. Maybe some of you know already. It's in my book. Should I tell you my secret?
Yes.
This is a big secret. This one. I have to think carefully. Okay, now listen carefully. The secret is that was meditation. You know? No, you know secret? Yes or no?
Yes.
What was it?
That was meditation.
Which one?
Resting the mind.
Resting. Without meditation. You just rest your mind as it is, yeah? That was meditation. Why? Non-meditation is the best meditation. Right. For actually, you don't have to meditate. Just let it be. Let your mind rest as it is. But although there's no meditation, but you're not lost. There's still awareness. So what we call open awareness. This awareness is like space. And the thought emotions are like cloud or stars, galaxies. They are come from space, remain in the space, and dissolve back to the space. So it cloud. Stars doesn't bother to space. cannot obscure space, cannot block space, cannot distress space, you cannot burn space, you cannot cut space.
They're always there.
So your
awareness is always there.
You don't have to do anything.
It's just right there.
But important is you have to recognize. So rest. Allow to rest within that state. And you may have mantra mind.
Don't care. No problem. You're welcome to come and welcome to go.
Sometimes what we call, this is like child mind. Child mind, 3-4 years old child, you can bring into the temple or museum. A child can see everything, yeah? 4 years old child.
They're clear.
But the child doesn't have so much concept about how much cost.
Who made the
statue?
From where? Burma or Thailand, India, Nepal.
Who's that, Burma? I don't know.
But not like you don't know anything. You see,
first clear.
But not too long. After a few seconds later, you lost. You are in the restaurant, eating cheese curb again. You are not here. You are not in this room. You are not here. Body and mind separate. You forgot yourself. That means you lost. This is a done loss. But don't meditate. I told you I don't like meditate, yeah? So I'm teaching you, don't meditate. You don't have to meditate. Non-meditation is the best meditation. So there's two things here. No loss. You'll not get lost. That's why there's awareness. What we call objectless awareness. There's no special object. Almost like awareness resting into awareness. So now, no get lost, so you have awareness. And second is, no meditation. Okay, now maybe I'd like to introduce you more about what is the meaning of getting lost. Yeah? You think it's a good idea? First, I will make one drama. Drama, you know? Drama. And after that, you have to do also. Okay? Okay, the drama of getting lost. Like this, first you meditate.
What's the meditation for? You know, come on, but it's already 10 minutes, already gone.
You don't know when you lost. How you lost. You're eating pizza inside the, you know, McDonald's. McDonald's doesn't send pizza, yeah? You're eating hamburger in McDonald's.
Yeah.
Chicago, they have Gino's, Nano's, and pizza shop. You have here?
No.
Twist? Oh. Okay. So that means you're lost. Now your turn. You say you're going to do it, yeah? You already promised that now you have to do you have to practice of the getting lost. Facial expression all together, okay? I will say 1, 2, 3. By the time 3, you have to do 1, 2, 2.5, 3, okay?
Cool.
Okay, now I will give you one drama about meditation. Okay. Should I?
Yeah.
Two style. One is like this. Concentration. Second style. Open this. Spacious. Now finish my drama. And do you want to try? So just guy, one is thinking that meaning of meditation is concentration. One point is think of nothing. Hey, Paul, get out. Shut up. And one thing, meaning of meditation is like blazing up, you know. I need absolutely peaceful. I need. So you need, as you're saying that, I need relax, relax, you're tied up, you know. Relax. So this is what I call meditation here. So nothing to do this. This is like non-meditation. Don't be lost, not like this.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear it. No.
That makes you laugh. Not like that. You know, don't meditate. So, what to do? How to do? Very simple. The moment of. I will begin with getting lost, okay? First, you get lost. The moment of you come back, that's it. So awareness is right there. You are in meditation. The moment of you find out that you're lost. The moment of you come back. The moment of you remember your meditation. In that time, you already have awareness, mindfulness already. But normally, we are not recognized. And what we do is, wasting time. I have to meditate. I cannot meditate. You know, so no need, because you already have, you are already in meditation. So if you try to meditate more, it's almost become like, what's that? You have flashlight, using flashlight in the under the brilliance of sun. It's already illuminating, you know? Already bright. You don't need more bright. And so don't meditate. But short time, you cannot keep long, you cannot keep too long.
2 seconds.
You lost, you end up in the, I don't know, restaurant or in your home, opening your house and opening your refrigerator and looking for cheese curd inside your refrigerator. Oh, from the moment of your back. It's almost like, or you feel like you're almost like wake up, yeah? Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, almost like you're back into life. You wake up. That's all. So that's awareness, mindfulness, whatever. It's right there. That is what we call open awareness. Okay, and this meditation doesn't have any special object. Almost like awareness is object of awareness. Almost like that. Okay, now the next meditation teaching. Should I teach meditation with object? Or should I tell you my own experience of going into lab? In a laboratory? Lab. What's that?
Lab.
I'm a guinea pig. Should I tell you a story about being guinea pig?
Yeah.
Or meditation first?
No.
Story first, meditation first.
Story.
Story, raise your hand.
Story.
Meditation? You don't like, seems like you don't like meditation. Why are you coming here? Okay, I will tell you a story. You know, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Madison?
Yeah.
There's a laboratory. What do you call Wiseman Laboratory, not Wiseman. And there's one professor called Richard Jefferson.
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Antoine Blue and many others, many scientists. And they put me in big machine called fMRI. Mm-hmm. Not regular MRI. Regular MRI is like photograph. And fMRI is like video. Just a little bit difference. It's very, very high. Almost like one floor. And looks like shape of white carpet. And there's some kind of a tongue coming out. And then on the tongue, I have a line down. It's like corpse. They even give me a white blanket, you know? Because inside temperature is very cold because of this machine magnetic power. It has to keep cold or something like that, I don't know. And then they tied my head.
Relax.
And push air balloon. And even they put in my mouth what they call bite guard, you know, some kind of like gum in a gum.
Yeah.
It's a little warm. And I choose. And they put in cold water, become hot. Grease. Then they put in my mouth again and screw up the machine. Because I cannot move my head. Even tiny bit, then the image becomes fuzzy. And they put me inside the machine. It's almost like some giant swallowing you. And inside is very, very cold, dark, noisy, you know. Then I have to meditate. Three meditation techniques. First, open awareness. Same like what we did here. What they call open present. Open present, open awareness, same meaning. Or objectless meditation, same meaning. So I have to totally open my mind inside the tunnel. And the second is compassion. And third is meditation with focus, concentration with object. See? And each one I have to practice 90 seconds. Then I have to stop. So I have big earphone here. And the scientists are in the next room. having coffee, you know. Compassion for 90 seconds. Stop compassion. On and off, you know. 90 seconds, no compassion, compassion, no compassion. Many times. They say, focus. Stop focus. And then at the same time, they send me terrible noise. Children screaming, crying, baby crying. Sometimes they send me image, you know, operation, bloody image. And I have to sit inside there 1 hour, sometimes 1.5 hours. Maximum is 2 hours. And then I've been there many times. Four times?
Maybe.
4 or 5 times. I'm going also.
Next week.
Next week I'm going again.
Nice.
Fun. And should I tell you a result?
Yeah.
They say I'm totally crazy. I was very disappointed, you know. First, I thought, oh, you are the great master, you know, or enlightened or whatever, you know. I thought that will give me a special certificate, you know. I don't know. I was just joking, okay? They just told me about those things. But what they see is inside the brain, what they call left prefrontal lobe around here, the activity increase enormously, and the gamma synchronize all the different part of brain working together, gamma frequency, and also, how to say, clarity, sometimes they give us some monitor. So you have to change your compassion. Bigger, because then you have to put number 5, 6, 7, 9, and just low, less compassion, less compassion. So number 1, 0 compassion, and more compassion. And actually what happened in the brain, and the monitor is a mess. So it looks like for me like stock market. But even I don't know what is stock market. People in shirts scream, stuff like that. It looks like a mountain. Himalayan mountain. And there's many things like that. But not only me. So far they test with 21 long-term meditators. Those who meditate about 10,000 hours. And also they are research with the Navas. University student who has no idea about meditation, and someone teaches them meditation, ask them to meditate every day, 1 hour. 1 hour per day, for 8 weeks. And after 8 weeks, they test their brain, and their brain behave similar as long-term meditators. The left prefrontal lobe area just increased 10 to 15% within 8 weeks. What I learned from being guinea pig and discussion with scientists, I learned 3 important things. First, what they call neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
10, 12 years before, neuroscientists doesn't believe that. No.
Yeah.
Whatever your brain fix, if you are born with unhappy, then the rest of your life will be unhappy. Now listen, you can change. Even you can change brain activity, brain cells. Brain has unlimited potential to reorganize itself in a many ways. Neuroplasticity. So there's hope. Second important point is that one of the best way to change your brain activity to the positive direction is apply meditation. And that's also very good for your third important point, and that meditation, by practicing meditation, changing your brain, it's not only benefit for your mind, also good for physical body, good for immune system, good for blood circulation. There are many, many other things, you know, heart disease, and diabetes, many, many, many other things, stress reduction, some cancers, you know. And I add one more. This is for my lab. I have very, very big lab. My lab of my name of my lab is Wise Men of the Wise Men Lab. No, I don't have lab. I'm not scientist, okay? And my one is good for your life. Why? Because happy mind, healthy body, of course good for your life, yeah? Let's finish story. And there's some other research also. I've been to Harvard and Berkeley. Okay, now meditation. I did inside the fMRI, there's three meditation techniques, yeah? Open awareness, one. Compassion, I think no time today. I will teach you focus, concentration, meditation now. So maybe I would like to teach you how to listen to sound. Okay? Because we have this very nice bell. Good. For the sound meditation, we need sound. So this is wonderful. Sometimes when I give teaching, there's no sound. So I cannot find sound anywhere. But now it's good. Okay, you have two choices. This is very important. Should I teach you how to listen to sound first, or how to meditate with sound first? Pardon?
Listen
first. Raise your hand. Meditation first. Listen first, okay. Most people raise their hand. Listen first, okay. That's a good idea. Okay, now. This sound?
Yeah.
Everybody? If so, raise your hand. How many of you didn't hear this sound? Raise your hand. No one? Okay. Good. That means everybody hears this sound, yeah? So you know how to listen. This is the first lesson is, I told you, I'm going to teach you how to listen to sound, yeah? Now you know. You are graduate. Good. But not only that. You have not only know how to listen to sound, plus, should I tell you? You know how to meditate with sound. How to meditate with sound? Just listen. That's all. Buy one, get one free. Thank you. And now,
just listen, that's all. You don't have to do anything. Just listen to song.
So ask your monkey mind.
Hello, just listen to song.
Monkey mind is
happy. Oh, good idea.
Don't say, hey. Now, stop, be quiet. Don't say that, then monkey mind doesn't matter. Okay, now we're going to practice together. Please keep your posture. And first, rest your mind into open awareness. Now, if you open your eyes, now please close your eyes.
Just
listen to sound. Be aware of sound of air conditioning. Now, please slowly open your eyes and rest into open awareness.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions? Yes.
During your talk, you mentioned how you make friends with anxiety or panic disorder.
Yes.
You said something about common ground. And then one of us got distracted because I didn't get anything after that. Could you explain to me?
The common ground?
Yeah. How we make the panic.
Yes. Good. There's two meditation techniques. One is you give different job. Give a job to the monkey mind. Common ground is monkey love job and you give job. So if you give job, good for you, you become boss. But monkey also happy because monkey got the job. That's common ground. Another meditation technique is actually you can use panic as object of your meditation. But that is comes later. As you develop your awareness, same as now you're listening to sound, you can do something. Be aware of panic. The panic becomes object of your meditation.
The open awareness is a type of meditation. Why do you do the other one than the object meditation?
Because open awareness is... Of course, open awareness is very nice, simple, easy, and there's no problem at all because you already have it. You don't have to look for some new things, you don't have to meditate, you don't have to block thought and emotion, you don't have to do anything. But there's one problem. Should I tell you the problem? The problem is too easy. And too close to you. Almost like watch here. If you put this watch very close to your eyes, you cannot see, you know. Too close to you, you cannot see. And too easy, you cannot believe. Just sit there, you know. I don't know, am I doing right or wrong? How can I tell? I'm in the right track or not. So there's a lot of thinking, wondering, many things. So for this way, meditation with object is a little bit difficult, but special for when you begin to learn meditation, that's pretty good. So your mind can grab it, something you can hold there. But as you develop more good meditation experience, then you don't need. You just rest into open awareness, okay. If you can, if you like. Now an alternate is good.
Let's say you don't have the time to meditate, but you're having a panic episode. What would you do in your everyday life?
Not meditation. Without meditation, just panic. How do you deal with the panic without meditation, you know?
Right.
Then you can have some kind of like, what do you call wisdom. How to look at the panic. And don't think, hey, panic, get out. Don't try to fight with the panic. More accept. And learn more about panic. And thinking that your mind exaggerated. Because most, maybe 95% is your mind exaggerated. But 99% is not real normally. So try to recognize. Maybe okay. Many scientists said, 99% of our worry is not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, you know, so I try to recognize perception of panic, try to see this, panic is almost like you create your own prisoner. And you put yourself into your own prison. Who? Put yourself into your own prison too, so in your own nature. And thinking about impermanence of life. Life is like stock market up and down, you know. That's why life becomes colorful. Yeah. If there's no suffering, there's no happiness. Like stock market go up and down, that's why you make business, yeah. Stock market always flat. You cannot make any money, no business. And life is like a wave of ocean. Try to understand those things. And also, if you have special, specific cause of the panic, then you can try to manage environment also. Time also. Time is medicine. Do physical exercise, very important. Walking and jogging. And taking good food also. Control your diet. Good food also very important.
Can you say something about when to leave your eyes open and closed? It seemed like with body scan.
With some, normal close is good.
Yeah.
And open awareness is better. Mm-hmm. Open eyes is better. But many important is what you before, what you liked. So you changing is good. Always close eyes. You feel bored, unclear.
Open eyes. Oh, nice, fresh, clear, good.
But always open your eyes and go, you know, clear.
Oh, more calm and peaceful.
So, sense. Yes. What kind of object in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. First time, it's 2002, I think. They put me in the lab. And inside is very dark, cold, you know, noisy. They said, please focus on object. I cannot find any object because it's very dark. I look and I cross my eyes. And finally, I saw a little dot there, you know. I focus. But later, they put a small screen, and there's one little cross there. I put my mind there.
Is breath considered an object?
Breath?
Breathe.
Yes, of course. Okay. Breathing meditation. It's very good. Very effective. Very important. I think we already did, yeah? Breathing meditation.
Did your friend panic visit you when you were in that machine?
Almost, but I tried to call. Please come, you know. Doesn't want to come. I'm very sad.
Did the scientists know the difference between compassion and broken object? Did they answer that to you?
Yes, different. There's
in your brain.
Yeah, brain like compassion. There's more activity in the prefrontal lobe. Open present is more like all the different part of brain is working together like boom. And focus more like what they say behind or something. Very different.
Focus on the action.
Oh, big secret. is kind of a compassion in general to sentence, not special worry about specific. Something about that. More like open your heart and try to understand, send love, compassion. But not really, you know, too much concern about, you know, very detailed, not caught up in that.
Do you recommend staying with one sort of practice for a while and then moving
yeah.
to another and then moving
yeah.
to another?
Good idea.
How long?
Until you're bored. Yeah, seriously. For example, first you learn meditation with sound.
Fresh.
How many of you like sound meditation? How many of you like open present? Yeah. So each one different things, yeah? So first choose which one you like more. For example, listen to sound. Very nice. Calm. Clear. Wow. Maybe I have special connection with sound And tomorrow when you listen to sound, okay. And business?
Big.
The next month, gosh, I have to listen to Sam again. I love the idea of meditation, but I don't like practice this sound meditation. And after 6 months, I'm fed up with practice sound meditation. I'm sick of it. You feel dull, unclear, heavy, disgust sometimes. Maybe after 1 month, maybe after 1 week, maybe after 3 days later. Then don't practice sound meditation. Change into another one, breathing. Oh, nice, fresh. I thought I don't have connection with the breathing meditation, but actually not. I have special connection with the breathing meditation. But again, you feel bored, so I change. It's about what we got. So if you want to walk, you have to change your legs, yeah? You use right leg, pull. You can reach further out, but then you stop there. Don't jump like this. Stop. Stop the using right foot, use left foot. You can go more further, but you stop there. No, like this.
When a person is really deep in sleep and they're dreaming things, is that the monkey mind working in? And if it is, how come it makes you in the morning feel relaxed?
Yeah, because you've got sleep and these different part of organs, different things are resting. Maybe some different. So it's kind of like something is rest, so you feel relaxed. But monkey mind is not bad, you know, actually. Monkey mind is not good, not bad. It depends on how you treat. If monkey mind use you, problem. You can use monkey mind, also okay. Monkey mind itself is not bad. It's pretty nice food. We need monkey mind.
You mentioned that there were many benefits for people who meditate for 1 hour a day for a certain number of foods.
Is it still valuable to meditate for a shorter period of time? Like 30 minutes?
No.
My boss. Even 5 minutes per day. 20 minutes per day. Yeah, of course there's a benefit. Good. I'm recommending normally for when you begin to learn meditation, maybe 20 minutes per day or 15 minutes per day. And then you can slowly, slowly make it longer and longer. Okay, I think pretty much like that. Everything is impermanent. Now, teaching is impermanent. But meditation is with you, okay? Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.